Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Access All Areas. I am Stephen Lang.
And I'm Bobby Norris. How are you, babes?
I'm still alive. I'm here. All good. I'm back in the office again this week. How are you doing?
I'm really good, thank you. How is it being back in the office, though? Are you glad?
Well, you know, fine. I mean, do you know what? What was nice today is getting up. It was a lovely sunny day. It wasn't that cold. I had a lovely walk on lunch around Regent's Park. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Just been really nice. See, there's some tourists back. Just pretty good. Yeah.
London's lovely in this weather. You don't mind a little bit of a crisp morning as long as it's dry.
Yeah.
A little bit of sun, it makes such a difference, doesn't it? Well,
we're officially in spring now, aren't we? So it is March. We are fully into March. So
We must be changing clocks soon, mustn't we?
Yeah, a couple of weeks, I think. Two or three weeks. End of the
bring
month.
Bring it on.
Later evenings, little pub gardens, you know, I'm already looking forward to all this.
We're feeling it. Lighter evenings, every week we record the show, we get that little bit more sun.
Yeah, well, I know.
Not sun, sun's pushing it, but daylight.
Before we came on, I said, you know, I might even get to travel home today and it not be pitch black. You know what I mean? Who knows? It's the small things that really get you through the worst of time. But anyway, how have you been, Bob?
I'm really good, thank you, babe. All good, my end. All good, you know me. Same old, same old.
Fair enough. I can completely understand that. Go on.
I was just going to say, I'm still very much in this situation where I can't kind of figure out where time's going. I keep trying to go back to like my to-do list and there's things I need to do and it doesn't seem that long ago that was like taking down decorations and now we're talking about clocks changing and it's March and we're getting these things, so which is a lovely thing. So I feel like that the year's moving on, but it's just scary how quick time goes.
Yeah, I know what you mean. My two nephews, watching them grow up, one of them's nearly 10 now. I can remember the day he was born. And you're just like, you know, life's just carrying on. But yeah, I know what you mean. I'm starting to get starting to make some holiday plans. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
like there's
nice
stuff going on. So it's quite
that
nice.
In any places around or just the idea of a holiday?
Well, me and my friends have been looking at this little island, Italian island, which looks really nice. And then also maybe Boston in America in the summer in September to go see a friend.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah. So nice to get some plans in motion, you know, like in addition to all the other things that are going on this year, hopefully like festivals and Pride and all of that sort of stuff.
Well, let's hope. Surely we've got to have Pride this year. We've lost two.
I mean, can but hope. I want to see you on that ITV bus or...
I want to be on that bus, giving it some, seeing everyone all together. I think it's going to be such an emotional day. I really do. Because
I always
love it anyway. It's like literally the best day of the year. And to not have it for 2 years, because of what it represents, you know, I think now more than ever, seeing everyone there and like, I think it's going to be amazing. I know, thankfully, a lot of places still managed to do this. I think whether it was a number thing or smaller scales, obviously, I know London was obviously cancelled in a couple of places.
And they sort of Manchester, I remember, didn't they? It was slightly different, and Brighton. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully it can come back. It's all planning to. But that's what I mean. I just, like, you know, nice summer things look forward to, and you're starting to get that vibe.
And Italy would be lovely. Do you know what? I've never ever been, but it's always been on my to-do list because, I mean, I love Italian food, Italian coffee.
And Italian men.
Well, let's have it right. They're not too bad on the eye either, are they? So, I mean, we're ticking all the boxes. So, I mean, you're triple jab, babe. Get yourself together. You can get on that plane.
Tell me. You don't have to ask me twice. Problem is getting everyone's dates lined up in a diary. Do you know what I mean? That's the real world problem.
Because we're back to a situation where people are using diaries again.
We've got things to plan. Yeah, exactly.
Because there was that kind of moment in time where you could just schedule things. Like when it was, do you want to do a FaceTime later? Well, should we do a Zoom on Friday?
You've got no excuse.
No excuse. And it wasn't when there'd be a couple of people, I'm busy, we'd think, what are you busy doing? Because we know we're locked down in the air, so you ain't busy. But now life is, well, where we're at, yeah, getting dates. Kind of, they're the little things that we forgot for the last 2 years.
Yeah, so it feels nice. It feels good. And yeah, I mean, I did go a bit hardcore this weekend, though. I was in the pub and I was seeing friends and stuff. So I ended up, Monday was a little bit hungover, which is never a nice way to start the week, I'm not going to lie.
Was you out with some of the rowing boys?
Yes, I was on the, and girls on the Saturday. And then I went to a furniture fair on the Sunday where I got a table.
Oh, did you get the table?
I got a table. It's taken 2.5 years. I found a table. Lovely. And you know how long it took me to find it? 2 minutes. I walked in and within 2 minutes, I was like, there it is. Found it. How much is it? Like, done.
Was meant to be. What, yeah. Spotted it, wanted it, got it.
Yeah. And thank God I got that early bird ticket so I could get down there nice and early and pick it out for some other fucker did.
Did you manage to get anything else down there?
I got a Hungarian bowl, hand-painted Hungarian
bowl. What's Hungarian about it?
Made in Hungary? I don't know. I have no idea. But I was like, that's a nice bowl. I'll buy that.
That would probably be what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Love
but,
that.
But yeah, so it was quite nice. Then we ended up going to the pub and it just all got a bit messy. So yeah, the week started off with a hangover, which is never, like I said, never a good way to start. But
so you had to treat yourself. You're back in the office now. So it's a little celebration in itself.
Something like that, yeah. And so yeah, it's been a little bit of an overwhelming news week, I think, again, isn't it, with everything going on in the world, in Ukraine and all the borders and everything. That, yeah, it's been a lot to deal with, isn't it, at the moment. So I definitely think, like we said last week, our thoughts continue to go out to all of those people who are fleeing their homes and doing all of the terrible journeys they're having to make to find safety away from the invasion. But like I said last week as well, we are a showbiz show, aim to bring some cheer. So we have a lovely little show lined up today. We've got Verity Bodich from Made in Chelsea. Made in Chelsea, and also she's got her business to talk about. Yeah, thanks for reminding me of the word business. That's exactly. I was having a chuckle there, wasn't I? Yeah, she's got a company called the Clean Kitchen Club, which is opening in Battersea, so it'd be great to talk to her about that. And then we've also got the gorgeous, wonderful friend of the show, I would say, Cheryl Hull, from Drag Race UK versus the world, coming up at the end. So lovely show. But I have to say, there was one piece of showbiz news, or a kind of showbiz news this week that made me think, do you know what? With everything going on in the world, maybe this would be the one for me. There is
what was it? I'm intrigued.
So there's going to be a new reality show taking people into space.
Yes.
Now, you know, with everything going on, maybe that's the safest place to be at the moment. called Space Hero. They're going to be finding contestants to go, well, beyond the atmosphere, I guess, and go up there and do whatever. I don't know. It's a bit weird, isn't it? The idea of training to get yourself up into space for a reality TV show. It feels a bit beyond, you know, SAS Who Dares Wins. Like,
yeah,
it's the next level.
Even that, yeah, next level realm of reality. I mean, it's interesting because I think it's going to be cast with 24 contestants from around the globe. So I think we've obviously got to see a right mix of, it's going to be a fascinating watch. But for me, I literally couldn't think of anything I'd rather do least. Like, if someone said to me, right, Bob, got this job, we're going to put you on a rocket and send you to, where is it they're going? The moon or Mars or?
I don't think they're going that. Not that far yet, just into space. I think they'll just be orbiting Earth, probably.
Still too far. It's like, you know what I mean?
36,000 feet in a jumbo jet is as high as you're going.
Or get it, I'll get on a plane if it's taking me to Marbella or somewhere like that. I don't even particularly like flying, but I mean, let's have it right. We all need an holiday now more than ever. But it's one of them things that I think if you can get away and you want to go away, I kind of put myself in that because I'm like, I want to go away, but I hate it. I never get people to go, oh, I love flying. What do you love about it? I get claustrophobic on it. It freaks me out. Anyway, that's just that's a normal Boeing 747. So
Not a rocket.
And I mean, and obviously you've got a nice bacon sandwich coming down the aisle at that time and you can have a nice coffee or a gin and tonic depending on the time of your flight. I don't think you're getting no mid-air snacks
You might get some freeze-dried strawberries or something that you can eat like while you're in space, I imagine. So I guess what you're saying is if there's a celebrity version, Bob, you're not signing up.
Yeah, do not call the agent about it because I've got zero interest. Do you know what? It's one of them things. Hey, what's even up there that I need to know or see? I'm not being rude, but there's nothing. If it's a lovely view, do you know what? Take a photo and put it on the gram and I'll have a look at that. There's nothing up there. There ain't a beach. There's no shops. There's no lovely restaurants. Like, you're literally, the worst part of a holiday is being on the plane. And I think, unless I'm wrong, I don't think they're getting off at the moon. They're staying on the plane or the rocket. So that's the worst bit. Like, you ain't even getting to the end. So, nah. How about you, though? You up for it?
Well, do you know what's weird? I absolutely hate heights, right? But I don't mind flying. So you put me in a tall building and I'm absolutely terrified, but you put me on a plane and I'm like, no, it's fine. So I don't know if I'd be up for the... Your chances of dying going to space are probably a bit higher than they are just getting on the plane, you know, to go to Rome or whatever, you know. So I don't know how much I'd be up for putting my life on line. But still, if there's... What did you say? 24 contestants around the globe and they're going to have to train and get... So, I'm going to read this out. Shows expected to air in 2023, and anyone over the age of 18 with a base level of English can apply. Is planning 15 seasons over the next 30 years, eventually flying beyond the International Space Station to the Moon and Mars. Now, no one's been on the Moon for nearly 50 years, and no one's ever been to Mars. So I don't know how much, like, planning they're putting into this.
Yeah, who's recce in this?
Yeah. Who's going up there and saying, you know, here's the spot we're going to land on?
Where's the health and safety?
Where are the COVID laws up there? Like, yeah, COVID marshals.
Yeah, but what you get at, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's a hell of a long way. Of course, if you're you're going to get a lovely photo for social media if you do get to the moon. Of course.
Yeah.
But we've also got to remember, it's not just the hellish journey getting up there. It's got the reality show aspect. So, there's every chance that 20 of the 24 people, you're not particularly going to like. It's all going to be kicking off.
In space. You can't leave.
You can't leave. And you can't think, right, we're landing in 2 hours. Right, at least I can just go and check into my room and just have a little bit of space from these people.
Yeah,
I'm guessing they're going to be, well, no, there's no guessing about it. They're going to be living, sleeping, eating, all in a confined space. I mean, that in itself, this is like Big Brother to a whole nother level.
It certainly is. The ultimate Big Brother, really.
Yeah.
Space Brother? No, that doesn't work. But
I
mean, yeah.
I will watch it. I will absolutely watch it.
Yeah, it would definitely be fascinating.
I don't know why I'm so scared, because maybe you are. I don't know else. I mean, there ain't been enough rockets as far as I don't know anyone who's been to space, so I don't know how safe it is.
I don't think any of us do. my friend down the road, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she went Jupiter. She had a fortnight there last June. It was lovely.
Lovely in the summer. Well, there we go. We'll have to wait and see. And
watch space.
Yeah, I mean, but like you said, I will be watching. Whether or not I'd volunteer is, to be honest, I don't think NASA are going to be like, yeah, he's the one, that showbiz journalist. Let's get him up in space.
Well, how are they even picking anyone, though? Like, some people are going, you've got, what do they say? You've actually got to have a qualification to do this reality show.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you would need, I would imagine you'd need some sort of science. Well, maybe not. Maybe that's the point. Oh, I don't know. Who knows? I can't imagine it's going to be on ITV2 either. Do you know what I mean? It's like, this is,
if it
this
is on ITV,
or MTV,
a presenter who just stays in a studio in London, I'm more than happy to go up Shepherd's Bush and do it on Television Centre for you.
Yeah. What about Cape Canaveral? What about going to Florida?
Never heard of her. who, Kate? Who?
Cape Canaveral. It's where they fire all the rockets from in Florida.
No, I never been, babe.
No, and probably never will.
No, it's right. On the to-do list, though.
We have our first guest, Verity, ready to come in, so let's get her in for a chat.
I wonder if she'd like to go to space.
Why don't we find out?
We'll ask her.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, there, guys. Really good. How are you doing?
So good. Been waiting at my desk for this.
Thank you so much for joining us. We've been looking forward to chatting with you.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited. What do you want to know?
Well, we were just actually talking before, actually. Well, Bobby, you have a question, don't you? We were just talking about something before.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen in the press this week. It's just come out. There's going to be this new reality show. But basically, what is it? It's 24 contestants and they're being sent to space. Would you be up for it?
Should we go? I'm up for it. I'll do it if you
See, I'm a little bit worried about it, Verity.
Why?
I mean, they know that I've been asked to do it already. Because I get scared if there's turbulence just on the way to Spain.
Oh, God, you're useless.
Yeah, well, I am. But you know what? If you do it to get you up, we'll have a gin at Heathrow and then who knows? We'll
be they're not firing rockets from Heathrow, Bob, I'm just going to say.
We'll go to the airport lounge, have one in there.
Yeah, bit of shopping at duty free, get a table and roam, and then we'll go up. Lovely.
In-flight entertainment.
Good. Well, we've got you two signed up for that then. Great. We know the answers to that now. Fabulous. Well, most people will know you for Made in Chelsea, right? As I can see right behind you right there, there's another little business up going on, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. King
Tell
Kitchen.
Us about it.
So King actually started a year and a half ago now, which is absolutely mental. It's just, honestly, it's gone up to space, like that reality show. so it started off like as a delivery kitchen. Mikey Pierce, an ex-YouTuber, started it in Brighton, took it as a passion project, took it to London, asked me to come on board, and we sort of dream teamed it the whole way. We've now got 5 sites around London. We closed our first investment raise, which means we can open more sites and also go into retail products. So we're opening 4 more sites this year. Actually, one in 2 months' time that I can't disclose where. It literally just happened today. Actually, happened yesterday.
Amazing.
Really exciting. We're sort of taking the vegan world by storm and normalizing plant-based food. So it's not like quinoa and kale. Have you guys tried vegan food?
I was vegan for 6 months. So, you know, I'm vegetarian now, but I still feel I would like to eliminate, you know, all the other stuff. I've been vegan and I know it's do you know my hardest thing at the time for my job? I go to events and stuff was I would end up not being able to eat anything at the events. And then I would just stuff my face with like chips on the way home.
Oh, I know how it feels. Trust me, I know how it feels. We'll be doing like vegan alternatives. So actually at the events, we like cater as well. So we did London Fashion Week. So if you were at one of our events, you wouldn't have been stuffing yourself with chips. That's for sure.
This is what I like to hear. So explain a bit about what Clean Kitchen is and like, what you do.
So it's quick service restaurants. So sort of grab and go. It's a cross between like a Leon and a Pret, but with loads of high energy. So the 4 sites have opened this year. Battersea Power Station, have you seen the new development?
Yes, I've heard about this, yes.
Yeah, opening in September. So that's going to be monumental. They spent $7 billion on it. So that's sort of going to be our flagship. They've got an alcohol license to 1 a.m. We only found that out the other day. So we were morning.
Party time.
Party time. And our next site that will open in a couple of months will also be party time. It's just normalizing plant-based food. Like it's a pretty standard food. Burgers, wraps, bowls, acai bowls, smoothies, everyday dining, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And we just really want to like change perceptions of vegan food because someone's going to do it. Like we all have to eat more sustainably and be more conscious of exactly what we're eating. Meat tax will eventually happen, whether it be next year or in 3 years' time. So we all have to adapt. And we sort of want to be the biggest plant-based brand in the UK, hit America in a couple of years. We're quite ambitious, but we've got the right people behind us. We've got some amazing investors like Grace Beverly, XCF of Corn, and Sainsbury's. So yeah, we're on the right path, and we just have so much fun with it. Like, yes, there's massive pressure on us to sort of deliver. The more sites we take on, the more staff we get. We've got 55 staff now, and if you told me that a year ago, I would have honestly laughed. But it's happened, and using our platforms off the back of it is just been an absolutely massive help.
In the last few years, I think especially off the back of lockdown as well, people have looked at what they're eating a lot more. And I think there's still probably going to be some people that have this conception of what being a vegan is, but actually it isn't just like 2 options, is that there's so many alternatives that people can have. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I do love a steak, but there's so much lovely stuff I'll cook myself. And I think actually it's important to have meat-free days. You know, and
it's definitely
not like a punishment because you're still having lovely food.
Yeah, yeah.
And also for us, we actually say we're not full vegans. Like, oh, sorry, sounds like we're trying to get like people to try plant-based food. So 90% of our customers are actually non-vegans. So we are, I don't know, yeah, we're sort of everyone's first bite of vegan food. Like, I give people our katsu curry bowl, which is one of our biggest sellers, or our truffle chicken mayo. And they cannot believe that it is vegan. And it's addictive. Yeah, probably you'd absolutely love it. I'll send you guys something after this.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I've got all that
to you'd love it. Yeah, it's just really delicious food. But I think what we're trying to say is, you know, have switch up one meal a week to start off with. Or, you know, just give it a go. Because a lot of people just think that vegan food is, you know, celery and, like, rabbit food. Which it really did used to be. It used to be awful. But the industry has come, like, a massive way. And yeah, reducing your carbon footprint by up to like 50% just in that one meal by choosing the vegan option.
How do you find things, babe? Obviously, coming from a reality background, do you think there's still some people that judge reality stars that go into business or try and branch out of reality, the box that we're all kind of put in?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but do you know what? I was thinking about this, and I haven't had one meeting where someone has prejudged me. They've judged me literally on what they see is what they get. And I mean, I launched straight into a conversation about business, about raising millions of pounds, and about how we're going to change the industry. And I think my background really helps. I've got a degree in like biomedical science and nutrition. So that people sort of go, okay, maybe you're not, you know, that dumb reality star that is trying to do a business and it's sort of not working. And I think that's just in our day and age. Everyone is, you know, judging people on who they meet there and then. I think maybe back in some past years, and like there might have been that stigma around reality, but I think it's massively changing, and there's been some mega successful businesses that reality stars have created. So there is no reason to think that a reality star can't create something amazing, because there's loads of people doing it.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, my love.
And also you get a bigger platform as well. So it's kind of, you know, it does mix that sort of, if you do have the knowledge, you can also bring followers with you, kind of.
Exactly.
Thing.
I mean, being on reality TV, like I was with Bobby, like, it has so many advantages. And it also, I think, shows traits about your personality as well in business. It shows that you don't take life too seriously. It shows that you can have a lot of fun. It shows that you probably take some big risks. Shows that you don't care what people think about you. Like, what you see is what you get, kind of thing. And I think that's some really great traits to have in business. So if anything, like, it should be beneficial. And being on reality is also a business, you know. Let's get more followers. Let's get them a platform to then do what we want to do with that. So for me, I'm massively passionate about compassion towards animals, and I really want people to see them as real life beings. If you can stop eating animals, switch it up, then great. So, and I feel like I've done that really well, and I would never have been able to do that without good old me and Chelsea.
How do you find juggling both running such a huge business and filming? So you're back to filming now.
Oh my God, yeah, it is tough. I'm not going to lie. It is mega. But luckily, like, it happens in series, so you get that quick breath to sort of gather your thoughts again. But reality without running a business, by the end of series, you're like, what's just happened? Like, the roller coaster of my life, and my emotions have just been everywhere, especially if you're in a relationship or one. It's tough enough as it is just being on a reality show. So you sort of got to drop the reality facade and then go straight into like a board meeting or a full team meeting, take the direction of the business. So I'm not going to lie, there have been moments where I'm like, I've taken on too much here. But my business partner, Mikey, he's super supportive and, you know, picks up the pieces. And I'm like, look, I can't do this. I've got to film, because they texted me an hour ago where I need to be.
Oh, yeah. This is from interviewing people from Made in Chelsea before. Yeah. So it does seem it's very like, whoa, okay, gotta go.
WhatsApp.
Yeah. That must be quite hard, especially as your business is doing so well. But I mean, yeah, I guess if you've got people around you, then that can help.
Yeah. Also, the more, you know, the better the business does, the more money you make, the more people you can employ to sort of help you. True. So I think this is probably the hardest part at the moment. It's like currently in the bills. Can't really justify having too many people to help you. You've still got to pull your own weight and proper get into hustle mode. But yeah, at the same time as filming. But I couldn't give it up. Like, I love doing Made in Chelsea so much. I just think reality is such a it's such a crazy like scenario, and I really enjoy it, so I couldn't give up. And also I love Clean Kitchen, so I love my life. I'm pretty lucky.
How do you find watching Made in Chelsea? Because you, if I'm right in thinking, you record your series, don't you, before any of it airs? It's all kind of in the can and then you have a break and it airs. Whereas Tao is a lot more, it turns around, so you're kind of, you're filming and then a week later you're watching that episode back. But I guess what you do, you can kind of, you do that block of filming, you do that full series and then you kind of put it down and rest it. How is it then after that gap watching it back though for you?
Yeah, I don't know which is the best way, like how you guys do it or how we do it. It's just weird because you're like, I forgot what headspace I was in like 2 months ago when I filmed that. Like we've got 3 episodes left to film of this series and it hasn't even aired yet. So I can't even remember what happened episode 1. But it is a bit annoying when someone says something about you and you watch it and you're like, what? I was so nice to you that day. Which is a bit annoying. So you don't get your like natural reactions, like if it was like Tally where you'd actually see them say it about you. But yeah, it's weird. But can't wait to watch it. This series is, it's pretty good.
Sure, there'll be lots of drama for us to get wet everyone's appetites.
Yeah, exactly.
So you mentioned Battersea earlier. So what's going on with that? Because obviously it's a big deal, this whole Battersea sort of redevelopment, isn't it? To have a shop or a store in that space is a big deal.
Yeah, so we didn't even have like one store open, so we were literally like delivery kitchen, so you can only get us on delivery at the time. And Mikey and I are pretty ambitious, have the attitude of like anything is possible, just give it a go and see what happens. And we got sent this by one of our like letting agents because we really wanted a site. Let's just give it a go. Let's jump on a Zoom. We've never like done a landlord pitch before, let alone like the next biggest thing in London. And it was with like 13 people. They all had their cameras off. It was like right in the middle of lockdown. I was having Zoom problems as ever. We've all been there. And we just told the story of like, you know, how we're so passionate about it, and like we have this vision how, you know, plant-based food is going to be in everyone's life eventually. Like 30% of 18-year-olds try and justify themselves as vegan or vegetarian. So it's this massive wave that is coming through.
Yeah.
And you've already seen it start. So we gave them the speech and told them exactly what we wanted to do, what we wanted to achieve and how we were going to do it. And they were like, yeah, this is quite cool. And they've obviously had conversations with like Pret and Starbucks and all the massive corporates. I think we were a bit of a breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
And something different, like a reality star and a YouTuber. You don't often come across that sort of partnership. And it just went on. This process went on for about 6 months. We kept going, yep, you're in sort of the next stage. Yep, they want to come down and try the food. So it was this amazing sunny day, I think, in September. It was, the camp was absolutely packed. We had our best chef on. And we just gave them like the full on clean experience, gave them the spiel. We actually won it. And we were up against 16 other retailers, I think, which is crazy. I know.
Yeah, well done.
Thanks. We signed the contract about 2 weeks ago, I think. It opened in September, so it's gonna be pretty big for everyone, not just Clean Kitchen, but the whole space is just unbelievable. Like Battersea is just gonna light up.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet. I know like it sounds like it's gonna be like an amazing place to be and see, and like a new destination really for London. And it's on the tube stop now, on the tube line, isn't it?
Yeah, the new tube stop. They've got gyms, they've got like cinemas, it's drinking license to 1 a.m. It's going to be like a really hot place to go, especially in the summer by the river.
Yeah, of course.
Well, September. So yeah, you have to come check it out.
Don't have to ask me 100%,
twice, honestly. 100%. So this one's your flagship.
Yeah.
Did you say you can't disclose where you've just signed today, but there's more on the horizon. So
the ball is rolling. The next site is going to be so cool. I'm still where it is then, but yeah, it's big.
You can tell us, babes.
I wish I could. It's going to be awesome. We're so excited about it, to get like another site in the door and just show everyone the clean experience, because I don't think what we're doing actually exists yet. That one, and then we've got another one. Yeah, so 4 more this year, including Bassey. But so it's so exciting, and then we'll see what happens in 2023. Who knows?
And how long have you personally been vegan? Is this like a
Yeah, so I was actually raised a vegetarian. So my mum would always rescue animals that needed a home. So like numerous amounts of chickens or ponies or goats or sheep. So I was just, I literally grew up like being surrounded by sheep and thinking that was very normal to have pet sheep, like just sort of stroll into the house. I literally into the house and I'm like, this is bizarre as I get older. So yeah, I could never eat an animal. And I actually did have a bit of fish occasionally to get like my omega up and my B vitamins up, because when you're growing up, I think that is really important. Mm-hmm. And then I just educated myself about the animal cruelty behind what happens in dairy farming and egg industry. Like factory farming is so bad for animals. We're not so bad in the UK, but in other places it's mega cruel. And I feel like some people still don't even quite understand where like milk comes from school.
That was what happened to me. I watched Cowspiracy and then I watched Educated and then it was like I could never... But then there's like a bit of cognitive dissonance, even being vegetarian, because you're still involved in it in a way. It's difficult. It's really difficult.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. And also, I think it's just human nature to watch like Seaspiracy, etc. That day go, I'm never eating tuna again. And then the next day to go, I've really fancy some tuna. It's just human nature. Like, you can't blame anyone for it. But if you actually see it and like you grow up around it, I think that that's slightly different. That's definitely what happened to me.
Yeah.
Education's key with all these kind of things, isn't it? Because until you do know, you just don't know.
Yeah, I mean, ignorance is bliss, right? I mean, it really is. So, and that's what we want to do with Clean as well, is it's the education behind it. We don't want to shove it down people's throats. Like, we've really, to win people over, you've got to let people come over and try it. You can't be like, be vegan, like, you know, you're doing this to animals, you're doing this to the environment. You've got to let people try the food, make up their own choices, and then, you know, make their own decisions. And you can't judge anyone for anyone's opinion.
Like you say, when the product's good, like yours is, whether you're a vegetarian or a vegan or not, doesn't even come into it. The product's so good. Even if you're a meat eater, you're still going to have a beautiful meal, you know. The two things you've mentioned already, I'm coming down. The minute you open up, babe, go right up my straight.
Good. You want order Clean on Deliveroo? I don't know where you guys live, but think you can get it. Honestly, the amount of people we've converted by just trying one of our burgers is I think we've got 100% conversion rate into trying vegan food.
That's amazing. So when you start filming your next series of MIC, which I guess will be a little while if you've still got 3 eps of this series, will the show follow you and your journey with Clean?
No, I think I'm going to keep it separate, just because like you've got business, you've got Verity Clean Kitchen business, and then you've got reality Verity.
Yeah.
But I think they're very different types of people, so probably best to keep the two personalities.
I think good idea, babes.
Yeah, I can do that.
Because the last thing you want is them bringing X amount of cast members down and then people kicking off in the business and then
cast members having a rally.
Like, this ain't good for my brand.
That is not what we want. We want to be clean and like, you know, humble and thinking about the environment and do something good for the world.
Yeah, the name sums it up pretty much. Exactly.
We'll keep it clean.
Yeah, fair. Well, Verity, thanks so much for joining us this evening. Really appreciate you taking time out to speak to us and best of luck with
worries.
It. A lot going on for you.
You have to come to our next site opening. I'll give you both an invite.
Please
100%.
Do.
It will be fun. It will be a party. Okay,
lovely
to see you guys.
Thank you for joining us. Congrats again for the new one.
Bye, Bobby. Bye.
Are you tempted, Bob? Could you do vegan, do you think?
Well, do you know what? Like I say, there's a few meals I do cook that are vegan, and there's been a few dishes, and I think in the first lockdown, a brand had sent me a few products to try. There's vegan arrow. Do they do vegan in January? Vegan arrow.
Veganuary. Yeah.
So 1 January I did that. And do you know what? Like I say, I do love a steak, but I don't eat apart from that. Like, I don't eat fish or anything, so I'm very limited to what I do have. So vegan dishes. I really think she's so right. What she's saying, Verity. It isn't like people just think, oh, it's a stick of celery or a cucumber.
Yeah. Or people think you're just going to be starving, but it's just not the case. You can still eat loads of really good food. It's just...
And get full up, get lovely flavours.
And
I love the whole concept, you know, and I think it's going to be a huge... Well, it clearly is a huge success already, you know, but good for her. What a lovely, lovely girl.
Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely be trying some of that out. Sounds delicious.
We'll go down there.
Yeah, I'm well up for that, honestly. Totally up for that, especially if it's a party. Like I said, you don't have to ask me twice. So has there been any other showbiz news stories this week piqued your interest, Bob?
Oh, Stephen, it wouldn't be Access All Areas if we didn't have our weekly dose of Kardashian.
I was going to say, Kardashian-holics, anonymous. Yeah,
and as we've had for the last few weeks now, another Kanye story. Have you seen?
Yeah, what's he done now?
So he's released his new music video, hasn't he, for Easy, which has got a lot of people talking on social media with a lot of the imagery of the video. Have you seen much of it?
I've seen some pictures, like some stills from it. And obviously he's having a pop at Pete Davidson. Does he bury him or something? Or is he, it's like...
I think there's a cartoon... head, shall we say, which looks very, very similar to Pete Davidson, with roses coming out the top, which a lot of people say that kind of symbolic. Kanye is quite well known for his love of roses, which he would shower Kim with. Obviously Kanye is a huge, huge star and he has such a huge following. But a lot of people are just, this story is just continuing and continuing. And I think I read somewhere that Pete Davidson's actually left social media. I think he's deleted or deactivated his Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd probably do the same in that circumstance, because Kanye has, well, millions and millions and millions of followers over the world. And I think, obviously, Pete Davidson's very famous, probably more so just in America, really, than sort of internationally. And if Kanye's saying things like that, then you're obviously going to rile some of the fans up and they're going to have things to say. And I don't know. It all just doesn't strike me as very sort of... if I was Pete, I'd be nervous that someone was going to like come for me. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's like, what a dreadful situation to be in. To be honest, I'd probably be a bit like to Kim. I'd be a bit like, we have to call this off until. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because it's really difficult. But then at the same time, neither of them should have to lead their life based on her ex-husband. Do you know what I mean? She's been legally declared single now, hasn't she? After the whole, because the divorce seems to be hitting some barriers and blah blah blah, but yeah, it just seems like a bit of a mess to me, really.
Like, I think we spoke about it, I think it was last week, so it might have been the week before, that Kim had actually messaged Kanye and said, please, why are you making things public, and then he released that, and that's, like I will say, that's the sad thing here.
She hasn't really got any, there's nothing she can do because anything she does could be taken and put
just
on.
Gets put back out there.
Yeah.
If you're in a very, very fortunate situation that you've had a breakup where both of you are on the same page, that's lovely, but it's rare. But I personally don't know if we need to know as much as we're finding out at the minute. I think it's so public. Like we say, we've joked about it, like every week it's become such a huge news story that people are waiting for what's next. And I almost wish more so, because there is, people will say, well, when you're a celebrity, people are going to talk. Of course, I get that. I just think there's the side of it is, there's kids involved.
Yeah.
And the internet,
and people's safety,
Yeah, like, there's people's safety. And whether an Instagram story or a Twitter post gets deleted, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist somewhere on the crazy world wide web. And these things are there that people can look back at in years to come, you know. And it's just, yeah, it's, there's that fine line where it's sad, like you say, when people are, if they're worrying for safety and things like that.
Yeah, I'm sure come next week there'll probably be another development in the Kim and Kanye, the Kim Yi story.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. And we'll be here talking about it.
Yeah, this is the thing. We're probably part of the problem, really. If everyone stopped talking about it, then it wouldn't be such a big deal.
We wouldn't be doing... This is the thing. We wouldn't be doing our jobs if we didn't speak about it.
Exactly, exactly.
The circle of showbiz.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The never-ending showbiz circle. Yeah, which we are part. Yeah, well, like we always say, wait and see. Hold the space.
Till next week.
Yeah, till next week. Well, our next guest, the gorgeous Drag Race UK versus the World star, Cheryl Hole, is here. So let's get her in for a little chat.
One, two, hibbity hop.
She's back.
Hello, babe.
Well, Cheryl, hello. How are you?
Baby, I'm alive. I'm well. In the words of Sia, I'm still breathing.
Looking incredible.
Oh, thank you. Bobs, can we just talk for a second about how incredible you are looking up in the gym? Just
oh, thank
you. Know what? This is every week now, Bob. Every week I have to listen to the guest tell us how good you look at the moment. All right, we get it.
Stevie, you've always looked good, so...
Thanks, that's what I technically wanted to hear. Anyway, go back to it, yeah.
Here we are. Just another... What day is this coming up? Thursday?
Thursday. You've been a busy girl, Shez.
Do you know what? It's the Essex mentality. You just got to grind and hustle, haven't you? Yeah.
Like, we're grafters.
Grafters. And I just can't say no. So,
always chasing outside... a pound no, aren't we?
Exactly. Well, I've got a house to run and mouths to feed. I'm a mother of five. No, but in all honesty, I am just so blessed for any opportunity that comes my way. So I just want to say yes. Thank you for thinking of me, and I will be there.
And how much are you paying?
Truly.
we have to touch on Drag Race UK versus well, which I still find a mouthful to say. How do you look back on your experience? Probably not quite what you'd wished.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head. Like, I had hyped myself up something chronic to be... This is my redemption. I'm going to come back and show that I'm not so mediocre after all. It's going to be an end of one era and start of another. And then episode two, Cheryl, I went, okay, it is what it is. And in the moment, I was devastated. And it took me a very long time to get my confidence back as an artist. Yeah, it really broke me as a person, because lots of people will only take what you do on the show as gospel and think that's what you are like in the real world. Whereas the reality is, I'm bad at Drag Race, I'm incredible at drag. So just because I'm bad at the game doesn't mean I'm not good at the activity.
Well, so that's not true. I think you've been actually really good on Drag Race. It's just circumstances have meant that you haven't done as well as you could, right?
Like, hey, I think they heard whispers down the corridor that a Ruse Match game and a girl group challenge were coming. They were like, get her out, get her out, get her out.
Can't have her in the final. It'll be a disaster, yeah.
Truly, famously.
You released your single last month, Cheryl.
Oh, do you know what? That was something that I have always wanted to do my entire life. I think we as queer people, we always look up to these pop stars and we always want to emulate that and feel that fantasy. And the fact that I was able to do that, I was able to get into a studio, write and record my own song. It's not like I'm lip syncing somebody else's. It's my own bop. And I feel so proud of that. And regardless of how streaming is these days, like, I couldn't give two shits if it charted. I'm just happy that my craft is out there. And what I wanted from my single, I wanted people to escape and just feel like you're at the nightclub at 12 a.m. with a vodka Red Bull in hand. Twirling,
or 12 p.m. if you've gone all night, you know.
Hey, I'm not into those day raves, but if you want to play Need the Power by Cheryl Hole at that, you're more than welcome to.
Well, so talking about vodka Red Bulls, we can't not talk about you and Adele at Paul Nigel.
I mean, what the...
What is my life? What is my life? Do you know what? I actually replied to a tweet that Janie Jacquet put out. She was like, she quote tweeted the picture of me and Adele, and she went, "This is amazing." And I went, thanks for eliminating me. Because
yeah, you wouldn't have been there that week, right? Otherwise,
no, I wouldn't have been. So truly, I was like, thanks, Janie, because I got to meet Adele and twirl on a pole with her. Like, it was the most surreal experience of my life, because you just don't think somebody like Adele selling out Wembley Stadium is going to turn up to little old Chezzy's gig on a Thursday night
after having just recorded Graham Norton or whatever it was she'd done. And she, you know, it was like
she was ready to party. That's
yeah,
sure.
Definitely. And did you see her in the crowd, or did you know she was there before you kind of got on stage, or what was the deal?
So she came up to the dressing room 15 minutes before we went on stage, so we were able to chit chat and gossip and get a picky. But watching, so like, I'm not sure if you've been to Porn Idol, but like, you sit just there as judges and you just watch it all unfold, and just seeing her from the box react to everybody getting their winkies and titties out, I was literally like, this is brilliant. Like, what is going on? Like, thanks, Mama Ru, for giving me the job. Thanks, Janie JK. Now I'm here partying with Adele.
We were saying, I remember we said that actually when we recorded our show that week, Bob, we were like, those poor people that got their bits out that week were not expecting there to be all over the mail, were they?
They were so nervous. When they found out who was here, they were like, I just came for a fabulous night with Cheryl Hall, and now I'm with bloody Grammy Award winning Adele.
With my bits out, some of them.
If you're going to let me down, let me down gently.
Because we were saying, what if they've gone out and they've got to do a sickie the next day at work? They've had one too many Jaegers. They've got the old boy out, giving him a spin. They're all in the Daily Mail with Adele. The boss is going to know. You can't say you had the squits.
My nan messaged me and she was like, you're on the Daily Mail.
Bless her.
But still, what a great experience to take away from it all. And yeah, who often gets to meet someone at the level of fame as Adele and have a night out of them?
Like, fun, you know? Normally you meet them on the main stage and they're on the panel of Drag Race, and like, you're like this far away from them. Right. But the fact I got to sit next to her, have a selfie, and she was just like, you're fabulous. Like, I'm going to put that on every single poster of mine. Cheryl, you're a superstar.
Yeah, babes, you know what I mean? Make some coin from that. I'm sure she won't mind.
Hey. And if she's got any coin to send my way, I'm very broke after this season.
Same.
I'm not going to lie, this fucking rack of clothes is the bane of my life. Don't do Drag Race.
I mean, I don't think it would be my kettle of fish anyway. That's quite a kettle of fish. That sounds a bit funny.
Potato.
Yeah, exactly. What was I going to say? I've completely lost my train of thought now.
He's thinking about all the todger at Porn Idol. That's what it is, Cheryl.
Oh, no, that was it.
It's got cock on the brain.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it's not far wrong. But you've got loads of stuff coming up, essentially, haven't you, that you've got planned now? You've got gigs and stuff, all sorts.
Yeah, and like, I feel like the world is slow, in the words of Cheryl, slowly but surely, we're slowly getting back to a normality. And all these tours that I have planned 2 years ago are finally happening. So I'm finally getting to go to Canada. I'm finally getting to go to the US and to go to Australia, and like, to get back out on the road. Like, I get to do a tour with Lemon. Like, I wish they put a camera in that hotel so you could have seen the shenanigans that me and her got up to whilst we were eliminated, because it was chaos.
Yeah, so because obviously Lemon went out first, didn't she? So have you become really tight, the two of you?
We knew each other before.
Oh, you did? We'd
we'd known each other since like 2018. We met in New York, and it was just like such a surreal time, because I'd just finished filming. I've just done the press. So we were over in New York to do press for Drag Race UK season one. And then she had just been cast on Canada season one. And Jan from season 12 was with us as well. And she was just waiting to be announced from season 12. So we were all like in this weird like Drag Race limbo stage. We were like, what the fuck's going on? But to have a full circle moment and get to do this season with her was so great, even though our time was cut short.
And you've got the Dancing Divas tour with you in July.
Oh yes, so truly everything that we didn't get to show on the show on Drag Race, we're getting to do on the road. And I think that's where my heart lives when it comes to drag. You've got queens that love to do makeup looks on Instagram. You've got queens that love to go to Fashion Week and turn looks. For me, my heart lives on a stage. And I'm so excited to do a full-length show with a diva like Lemon, who is so talented, so beyond. And we could just show everybody that we're just silly tits and wigs here for a good time.
And does it mean you get to use those outfits that you paid for but didn't get to show on the show?
Oh,
and that way they're tax deductible, so you don't have to worry about
it. Hey, Mr. Taxman, you can't come for me.
What else has been going on for you?
Do you know what? I have just been taking each day as it comes. I like to forward think, but I think a lot of people get caught up in the hustle and the bustle and going forward that they forget to live in the moment and take in what's going on around them. Like the week after I got eliminated, that went by in like 24 hours, even though it was 7 days, because I wasn't really taking in everything that was going on. And I've hit the button, I've hit pause, and I've really taken time to go see my family, go spend time with my friends, because if you just get caught up in everything that's going on, you're going to blink and the world's going to go by and you're going to go, well, I didn't really make any memories. Like, so I've just got to I'm out here working. I'm a hustler, like through and through, but I've got to be selfish and remember that underneath all this drag, I'm a human, and just make time to go see my grandparents and just really do the damn thing, because I don't want to waste a moment.
That's
look at me getting deep.
But that's a lovely attitude to have, and I think you're so right.
Yeah, because like life's too short, and you never want to regret anything in life. So I'm taking every opportunity that's there work-wise, but also in amongst those pockets of time, I'm making time to make sure that I'm looking after everybody around me as well. So even if it means I get 3 hours sleep, I don't care. I get to go to brunch with my divalinas on a Saturday afternoon.
Love it.
Yeah, it's the best way. And I think, yeah, it's really important to keep that perspective with everything going on in the world. Do you know what I mean? Like, try and enjoy what you can and make the most of everything.
Truly. Famously.
Like that, you know what I mean? Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us, Julian. I really appreciate it. And good luck with everything you've got coming up, because you're going to be a busy gal.
Thank you, my divas. And it's always a pleasure to chat with my divas at Fubar Radio.
You're welcome back anytime, my darling.
Hey, you've got my number. Just hit me up.
Take care.
Bye, darling.
Bye, darling.
Bye. Bye. Well, so lovely to have Cheryl join us again. And we're going to play her new song, We'll Need the Power Now.
You heard my voice across the Atlantic. Everywhere I go, my beat make you frantic. Sweet, sweet, sour, just like a cherry. Breaking away from the ordinary. Pout that lip and swing that eye and charge those thighs. Ha! Neck snap, I'm about to fly. If they trip you up, I'll lift you off the ground. If you're feeling lost, you're about to be found. They hold you back, but hold you down. Lightning bolt and electric shock. I'm the one that will make you drop. Feel the static dance till the dawn. You need the power, I'll turn you on. Lightning bolt and electric shock. I'm the one that will make you drop. Feel the static dance till the dawn. You need the power, I'll turn you on. Break it down. You need the power, I'll turn you on. Power, I'll turn you on. No mediocre stars are aligning. Lights so bright, you can't stop me shining. Little old Shez from Essex County. Flip that switch on the ones that doubt me. Pound that lip and swing that eye and charge those thighs. Ha! I'm about to fly. If they trip you up, I'll lift you off the ground. If you're feeling lost, you're about to be found. They hold you back, but hold you down. An electric shock. I'm the one that will make you drop. Feel the static dance till the dawn. You need the power, I'll turn you on. Lightning bolt and electric shock. I'm the one that will make you drop. Feel the static dance till the dawn.
I'll turn you on.
Let's go.
You need the power, I'll turn you on. You on.
Well, that was great. Great show, as per. Bob, what you got coming up this week? Anything exciting? Don't tell me the gym.
I know. That must be the most boring answer when you hear that. What have I got? Work.
Bits and bobs.
Potentially trying to catch up with a few friends, just trying to figure out if we're going to make that a lunch or a dinner at the weekend, which would be really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now the weather's a little bit better as well. You're kind of guaranteed a little bit more. Well, there ain't no guarantee, let's face it.
Not in London, not in the UK.
I kind of fooled myself a little bit there. But yeah, if we could have a nice little bit of lunch or a brunch, how about you?
Well, I'm actually going to another furniture fair this weekend. I mean, talk about boring. I mean, like, I've become my parents dragging me and my sister around pine shops in the 90s, just really trying to find new cabinets. That's basically my life now. So, yes, I'm going to that on Saturday.
Any items in mind? What are you after?
Bedside table now. Bedside table. Coffee table to bedside table. So yeah, just something like that. And you know, now I want some little other bits and bobs, like you said, like some little, you know, we'll see what's on offer. It's a museum that's getting rid of loads of their old stuff. So it's quite, going to be quite an unusual.
Nice little knickknacks.
Yeah, exactly. Some rare and priceless items. But we'll see what happens. But, other than that, I don't think I've got too much. Do you know what I am doing at the moment? I'm avoiding the news. I am trying. I mean, apart from what I feel like I need to know, and I do need to know some of it because it's important. I'm trying not to be a doom scroller, just sitting on my phone or attached permanently to the news. So keeping my mind busy and keeping active, and that does include going to the gym, you know, just is important at the moment, I think. Like, you know, just making sure it isn't just an endless stream of bad news. So that is what I am also doing this week, keeping myself busy.
Yes. And I think that's so important for people to, especially if people are kind of, I know a lot of people are talking about having really bad anxiety the last few weeks and are really suffering with their mental health.
Yeah.
It's maybe just looking at the screen time you're having, or limiting your news intake, whether you decide, right, I'm going to watch the news at 10 o'clock at night or if I'm going to watch it once in the morning. Because I think very much the same with when we was in lockdowns in early days of pandemic. Yeah. The more you're taking in, and it breeds inside you, you know. So sometimes that's why you've got to lose yourself in a bit of showbiz gossip.
And you can't talk about Space Force or Space Hero, whatever it is.
Yeah, or a Kardashian. These are what we have to do. But what you certainly have to do is always tune in and get your hour of access all areas every week.
This is key.
Light-hearted relief.
Yeah, we need it at the moment. As ever, great show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Until next week, goodbye.
Bye, guys.